We will be meeting a diverse range of guests this month. They include Nigella Lawson, Elizabeth Rossini, Graham Cole, and a princess who used to live in Elverdon Hall. We're going to learn a lot about Christmas cards and get some ideas for Christmas presents for the green-fingered. There will be some readers' letters, memories of roadmaps, advice to anyone whose fuel supplier has gone bust, and words from a grumpy old pensioner. I'm sure no one can guess who this might be. But just in case you need a hint, the next piece is going to be read by the aged Neil Haverson and a sprightly young Alison Applin. Nigella Lawson has been visiting East Anglia this month. She has just published a new book called Cook, Eat, Repeat: Ingredients, Recipes and Stories. She was interviewed for Let's Talk. Neil reads the questions and Alison delivers Nigella's answers.
Cook, Eat, Repeat was released on the same day Lockdown 2 began. How was lockdown for you, and how has the experience impacted on your life?
I'm so aware that I'm incredibly fortunate. Yes, of course, this has been an anxiety-provoking time for everyone, but I had a roof over my head, a bit of outdoor space, food on my table, and work that I could do safely at home. Indeed, I wrote Cook, Eat, Repeat during the first long lockdown. I'm also very lucky that I enjoy solitude, so even though I spent several months alone, I didn't ever feel lonely. Of course, it was hard not to be able to hug my children, but so many people really suffered, either with their health, facing their own illness and death, or that of those they love, and struggled to make ends meet, or had to risk their well-being by going to work. So I'm just inordinately grateful.
How long did it take to put Cook, Eat, Repeat together? Is it possible to describe the process?
It's hard to say exactly how long it took, because an essential part of writing a book is spent not writing it. I think the period of really solid writing took about 4 months. I had plenty more to say, but I'd written so many pages that I had to stop before getting all the planned themes and chapters in.
How did you choose the recipes to include?
I wish I could tell you that there is a process at play here, but I just go on instinct. Of course, because of the title of the book, a lot of the decision-making was obvious. I chose recipes that in one form or another I return to often. But within that, I feel I just know in my heart which recipes clamour the most to be included.
Is Cook, Eat, Repeat a recipe book or a memoir?
For me, the recipe form is a highly charged autobiographical form, so I don't feel that there is a distinction to be made between memoir and recipe book. I certainly feel that Cook, Eat, Repeat blends the two forms from the get-go.
At what point did you realise that your love for food was to become your career?
I think I was probably onto my fourth book before I realised this was going to be my career. I thought when I embarked on it that my first book was going to be a one-off, but other ideas then bubbled up with each following book, and I just went with it. It still can seem a bit odd to me, in a wonderful way, that this has turned out to be what I do. But I love it, and I feel anyway that most of the important things in life aren't planned.
If you hadn't followed a culinary path, what career path might you have chosen?
I was 38 when my first book came out, and I'd been working as a journalist since I was 23. So the food writing path was already the other path. It's not that I never wrote about food during that time, but I was predominantly a non-food journalist.
What are the ingredients that you couldn't live without?
I'm afraid the idea of any restriction on what I eat fills me with panicked horror, so this is a game I just can't play. Having said that, I know that I couldn't be happy in a kitchen without anchovies, or a world without rhubarb, or without lemons, Maldon salt, smoked paprika, thyme, olive oil, butter, bread, cheese. Well, I could go on and on. The true list would be just about endless.
What are your three top tips for hosting a successful dinner party at home?
Wear flat shoes, or none at all. Don't do starters, and make sure there's enough on the menu that can be prepared in advance so that the evening isn't made stressful by having to get everything ready as people arrive. And if I may add a fourth, remember that not everything has to be piping hot and ready at the same time.
What can we expect from your live tour?
This tour is really about the part food and certain recipes have played in my life, and that's as much about the emotional resonance of food than flavour. I'll also cover the, to me, very important theme of cooking for oneself, and I'll certainly be talking about why I hate the term guilty pleasures.
What's your favourite thing about being on tour?
I always love meeting readers and talking to them, but now it has a particular significance since the pandemic has made this impossible to do for too long. I think there's a very intimate relationship between a book and its readers, which I cherish. I feel a book tour really celebrates that, and questions from readers and the chats and exchanges that flow from them during the event give me a sense of connection, which is a source of much joy and inspiration for me.
Nigella's book, Cook, Eat, Repeat, Ingredients, Recipes and Stories, is out now, published by Chatto and Windus. Visit Nigella's website at www.nigella.com.
Thank you, Neil and Alison. We will, of course, repeat the details of Nigella's new book on the final track of this recording.